Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I see Max played a different song because our next guest had his song played last segment, but he was unavailable. So he doesn't get his song the second go-around. Kelly Holcomb on the line. Kelly, what's up?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Yeah, so y'all didn't play my John Denver song, huh?
Well, I know we did. We did for their scheduled appointment with us. And
yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. I missed it. I didn't have my phone. I'm sorry.
You're good.
We just said you were watching tape on the Patriots on Oakland.
Okay, we'll go with that.
You guys do have a big game, though, tonight, right?
We do. We do have a big game, yeah. I mean, it'll be a tall task. They hadn't been meeting up here in Rutherford County in a while, and funny, I could say a lot of stuff on the radio right now. I'm not going to, but they get a lot of players is all I'm saying.
Why has Rutherford County been so good in football over the last decade?
Because they got so many people coming into Middle Tennessee and the Murfreesboro area. We got eight schools now in Rutherford County. We got eight high schools. You know, when I was growing up in Lincoln County, there was only two. There was Riverdale and Oakland, and Oakland was really our arch rivals, you know, from being from Lincoln County. But, I mean, now you've got, you know, you've had Stewart's Creek open up. You just had Rockville open up. I mean, and then they're supposed to be adding two more in the next couple of years. So it's crazy.
It is crazy. You're right. I mean, it's hard to keep up with the new schools that just keep up. So over 300,000 people live in Rutherford County now, to your point.
Well, they were talking. I guess they had I don't want to mislead people on this, but I know that they had a city commerce meeting a couple of years ago, and they were talking about by the year 2030, man, we might have 650,000 people in Rutherford County.
Holy moly! Wow,
it's crazy. It's crazy. And I mean, they're doing road, they're doing construction out here in front of my house, and that now it's going 24/7 now. I mean, you know, up until the last couple of days, they'd only been working in the day. Now they've been working at nighttime right in front of my dadgum house. So I'm hearing them trying to bust up rock at 2:45 in the morning. It's getting on my nerves.
First of all, they shouldn't be able to dynamite at 2:45 in the morning.
Well, they're not dynamiting, but they're jackhammering. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's not good. You let the cat out of the bag. We had Sean Salisbury on to kick off this hour, and he said a little, you know, he touched on some of the same things. Our conversation was brief yesterday, so we wanted to expound a little bit. You told us yesterday during Silly Underdogs that you feel like there's no doubt through your eyes Marcus Mariota has lost confidence. True?
There's no doubt. I mean, if you know what you're looking for, I mean, you know, and I mean, I was in that same situation before. I've lost my confidence. I mean, it's not a good feeling. I mean, and you know, confidence is a very fragile deal, and that's what I'm trying to explain to my son. And I'm trying to tell him how, because, you know, as humans, we normally turn negative in our minds. And I've always tried to be, I'm not a psychologist or anything, but I've read books and I understand, you know, some of it and some of the things that I went through. And I've always told my son, you know, when you think a negative thought, you know, come back with a positive thought, put it in a positive text. And, you know, it's the same thing with confidence. I mean, you know, you get to thinking, your mind can play tricks on you, and you get to thinking, well, what if I do this, and what if I make a bad throw, and then it kind of snowballs from there. And, I mean, I've experienced it firsthand in high school, in college, maybe not so much in high school, but in college and the pros. I mean, confidence can be a fleeting thing, and you can just tell by the way that he's playing right now. He's not playing free. I mean, it's hard to play quarterback anyway, and it's hard to be a professional quarterback because I think it's the toughest job in professional sports to be a quarterback. But, you know, you have to be able to go out there and play free and not worry about it. You're going to make mistakes. Everybody's human. We're going to throw interceptions. You know, and my coach told me a long time ago, when you throw the ball, there's three things that happen, and two of them aren't good. So you got, you know, you got a 33 1/3% chance of completing a pass. And, you know, when you start, you know, you start thinking about, well, what if I don't complete this, or what if coach thinks this? It's just, it's a tough situation, and you can tell by the way that he's playing right now. He's unsure of himself, and it hasn't helped the fact, Darren and guys, it hasn't helped the fact that he's had five coordinators in 5 years. So, you know, that's you know, it's different philosophies coming in there, and, you know, it's not like the New England Patriots where they've had the same staff forever. You know, and they've got the greatest quarterback probably to ever play, and you know, it's a different deal. But when you lose your confidence, it's hard to get back.
Okay, how do you get it back? How do you go about trying to get it back?
Well, you just got to put together some good practices and go out and perform. You got to study film a little bit more. You got to work a little bit harder. But one thing you can't do is you can't go out there on the field. And you can't try too hard. You know, even my mom used to tell me that. Just, you know, you got to take a deep breath and relax. And it's something, and I tell my son, I know I bring my son up a bunch, but I tell my son this. I mean, God gave you the ability to play this game. He gave Marcus Mariota, all these guys that are playing in the National Football League, he gave them ability to play the game. Just go out and play. You know, if you study during the week and you've worked hard during the week and you know what the defense is doing to you, if you can go out and you can start out and gain a couple, and, you know, the coach has got to be in part of this too. They got to give him a couple of easy throws, maybe a couple of screens at the game, and then you can engulf yourself in the game. A couple of easy throws at the beginning, and then once you get engulfed in the game and you gain some confidence with throwing the football, then you're good for the rest of the game because you're not worrying about that. You're just playing ball.
Kelly Holcomb on the line with us, spent well over a decade as a quarterback in the National Football League. You were both a starter and a backup. You understand both roles, so you've experienced both. So how do you, if you're Marcus Mariota and you're going through what you've already talked about, and now you've been benched, so it's not like you can go out there this Sunday unless something happens to Tannehill and try to get it back this week. So going through getting benched, too, or things getting turned over to the other guy when you're going through this, how do you cope and deal with that?
Well, I mean, you just gotta look at the reality of the situation. The reality of the situation is they've made a change. They put the other guy in, and you know, Tim Couch and myself were in the same situation, and I can honestly say the year that I took over and beat Tim out in training camp, man, we were, you know, and the media and the, you know, the newspapers and everybody tried to pin us against each other, and it never happened. I mean, you just got to go out and you're all in a business together, and you got to put your ego aside, and you know, if Tannehill needs help, you need to help him. I mean, Tim helped me. I mean, we're still friends to this day. I think you just got to be professional about it. You can't cry about it. You can't whine. You can't pout about it. I've seen some guys do that, and that's not good because that shows a lot of your character. But, you know, it is what it is now, and, you know, you got to put your ego aside, and you got to try to help Ryan Tannehill do the best that he can. If he asks you a question because, you know, you've been in Tennessee for longer than he has, you know, just try to help him be successful, and then, you know, maybe your shot will come around sometime. You never know because you're only one play away, Darren. So, you know, when you get out there on the football field again, and he'll get out there again. But when you get out there again, you've got to show those coaches, show the players, show the fans that, hey, you know, maybe you made a mistake, and you know, I'm back here, and I'm gonna try to keep my spot.
Kelly Holcomb here with us, and listening to you talk and tell these stories, I mean, I think my question is, do people actually realize just how difficult it is not only to play quarterback, but to be a quarterback in the NFL, whether you're the starter, the backup, the third string? Just there seems to be a different amount of pressure that goes into that position than anywhere else.
There is. Everybody loves the backup. But, I mean, football is, you know, whether you're a player or whether you coach, everybody that sits up in the stands and sits on the 50-yard line, they got all the solutions. You know, they figured it out. You know, even, you know, I hear things about, you know, well, why do you not do this or why do you not throw the ball down the field? Well, here's the deal. When you're passing the football, I mean, it's not just the quarterback making his throws. It's the line picking up stunts and blitzes, the back that's in the backfield, he's got to pick up the right guy. It's the receivers. They got to get off man coverage, or they've got to run the right depth on their route. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into the passing game. There's a lot of things that go into football that normal, average, everyday folks don't understand, and then they won't sit up there in the stands, and they won't talk about, well, hey, we should be doing this. Well, you know what? You might not have the players to do that. So there's a lot that goes into football, and it gripes me about, you know, all these Monday morning quarterbacks. It gets so irritating to me that everybody thinks they know, but they really don't know, and they don't know the intricate details of a team or what's going on inside the Titans locker room. I mean, nobody has a clue about that. So, you know, they've made the decision now, and now, you know, you just got to go forward.
So if you're Ryan Tannehill, and you mentioned, you know, leaning on Marcus and being able to ask questions, now he's coming out on the other side because he's gone through this. He was a starter in Miami. He was the backup here, and now he's a starter again. What goes into his mindset as he gets ready for Sunday?
Well, now you're the guy. I mean, now, you know, you've gotten all the reps during practice. I mean, when I was in Indianapolis behind Peyton, I never got any reps. You know, that's what people don't understand. Now, when I was there with Harbaugh and Lindy and Fonnie was the coach, I used to get a couple of reps during practice. I mean, I think he would get three reps and maybe I would get two. So, you know, you were kind of ready for it. But a lot of times, and I'm sure it's this way now, I mean, most of the times you don't have many reps. So you've got to give the starter all the reps. So now Ryan Tannehill's gotten all the reps. And hopefully he'll be more comfortable this week. I mean, it's tough coming off the bench when you get no reps and you hadn't played with the guys. I mean, you did some stuff in training camp with them, but, you know, with the timing, because there's a lot of differences between Mariota and Ryan Tannehill, and nobody thinks about this, but, like, their snap count's different. Their drops are different. You know, the way that it comes off their hand's different. The timing with those guys are different. So, you know, he'll get a little bit of that this week with taking all the reps and you know, I'm sure he's hoping that everybody sees, you know, on Sunday that, you know, it certainly helped.
What is the interaction like between the quarterback and a struggling offensive line like the Titans have?
Well, I mean, I don't know, because, you know, that the offensive line is the lifeline of your team. The defensive line, everything starts up front, and I know that's cliche, but that is so true. I mean, everything starts up front. If you can't protect, it doesn't matter who you got back there. You know, so I just remember this story about Joe Montana, and he was playing the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think they were in Veterans Stadium, and he was getting hit brutally by Jerome Brown and, you know, the Minister of Defense, all those guys, and every time he would just get up and he would smack the guys on the butt and say, "Hey, guys, we're going to get them. We're going to get them. We're going to get them." You know, he never griped to those guys, and then at the end of the game, guess what happened? He brought the San Francisco 49ers back. So, you know, I don't really care. You know, I understand that some offensive lines struggle, but they're the reason that the quarterback can do what they do. And if you got a bad one, which I played behind some really good ones, I played behind some that were not very good. You just got, as a quarterback, if you know they're not very good, then you better get in your film study and you better understand that 99% of the time when that ball snapped, I know where I'm going with the football. Now, sometimes I'm going to get fooled, but if you know, and you know, I try to explain to young kids, if you know what you're doing on a football field and you know where you're going with the ball and you don't sit back there and hold it, then you're not going to get hit much. I don't care. And I tell these young guys, because I go, sometimes I throw 7-on-7 or I throw a team against them, against the defense. And I tell those guys, if I know what I'm doing, I don't care if y'all block, because I'm going to get rid of the football. You're not going to sack me. You know, so, you know, there's a lot to that, and coaches have to be involved in that too, where if we don't have a very good offensive line, we better do some intricate things with the game plan, and we better get the ball out of the quarterback's hand.
Mahomes has suffered a dislocated kneecap. Did you ever happen to you in your career at all?
Yeah, and that's what I text these guys. I text my staff, the guys that I coach with this morning, because I always tell them the quarterback sneak is the worst play in the dadgum world. I hate it.
Wow.
Because when I played against the San Francisco 49ers, we got down there on the goal line to begin the game with. We were on the 1 yard line and we were going to just do a quarterback sneak. Well, I looked behind me and the running backs have walked right up like it was in victory formation. So what are the guys going to do? They know what's coming. So the defensive end pinched, and I ended up breaking my leg on the fourth play of the game on a quarterback sneak.
Oh, wow.
I hate quarterback sneaks. They're ridiculous. I hate them. And I know that Tom Brady's probably the best to ever do it. I mean, you know, there's good and bad, but I hate calling quarterback sneaks because of that trash right there. I mean, you know, he probably dislocated his patella. You could see it pop back in. I broke my fibula, and I had a hairline fracture in my tibia, all because of a quarterback sneak. I hate him. Can't stand him.
Mm. You just made the list. I think Kelly just got it going. He's going to put quarterback sneaks on the
quarterback
list.
Sneaks.
You just made the list.
Quarterback sneaks suck.
Hey, don't suck tonight. Go go get a victory. It's going to be a big one down in Rutherford County. Thanks for doing this as always.
All right, guys. I appreciate it, man. Thank y'all.
Always good to talk to Kelly Holcomb. Of course, he's a part of our panel on Silly Underdog Picks.
I hope that pick sucks. But
every Thursday at noon, and he is the defending champ, by the way.
He is.
He's the defending champ. And right now he is battling Forever Titan Chris Sanders atop the leaderboard. We will indeed come back with You Just Made the List. We've got a great prize attached to it, but you're going to have to get involved. You're going to have to put someone or something on your list. 615-737-1025. Your calls next.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.